The Old Testament reading for the resurrection of our Lord is written in Job chapter 19. Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb? And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sermon for the resurrection of our Lord is based on the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter. But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. Don't be alarmed, he said. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. Thus far the text. Jesus, betrayed, bloody, hated, tortured, and dead, lives. Jesus lives. He has suffered all death could give. He has endured all the taunts and missiles hell had to throw. He has given his neck to the devil. Yet he lives. He laid down his life, but he has taken it up again. He has fulfilled his Father's will. The prophecies have all fallen true. The law is fulfilled. He was dead and buried, but now, in the body born of Mary, he lives. And here's the greatest surprise. Not just that he lives, not just that he has conquered death, nor that he is stronger than the strong man. But the surprise is that he's not angry. Adam failed him in the garden. David failed him in Jerusalem. Peter failed him in the courts of Caiaphas. And all mankind fails him in their homes, in their countries, and in their workplaces. But he was tortured and killed for all of mankind's sins, fully atoning, making full satisfaction. It sometimes seems as though you would be destroyed, though, doesn't it? It sometimes looks as though your sins would overcome you, that you would be dealt the justice of your shame, that you would be exposed as the wicked, selfish things that God's word reveals that you are, that you would die the common death of men and go to hell. Adam was a willing accomplice in the garden. True, he succumbed to enticement, to temptation. He was enticed. But God's holy scripture will not let you forget, Adam was in paradise. He was not hungry. He was not in need. He was surrounded by lavish, interesting, delicious, unending, as long as he wanted, food, nourishment, and sustainment. He had it all. But that's the great enticement to flesh, that God is always holding back something. David also had wives aplenty. He had everything a man could want. All his desires and wants were met. But he was filled with greed for that which belonged to another. No one made them sin. No one made you sin either. No one made you throw a temper tantrum, send the angry words over the social media, call your opponent a name you shouldn't have. No one made you say hurtful, mean things, even to your loved ones. No one made you steal or made you lie or cheat. No one made you think those nasty thoughts. No one made you proud, arrogant, or afraid of what people might think. By the grace of God, be repenting and believing for who God says you are in your sinful flesh. By the grace of God, be repenting, but do not be afraid. Be believing, for Jesus is back, alive, out of the grave, and he is not angry. He bears no grudge. He seeks no vengeance. He comes instead to bestow peace through mercy and forgiveness, with salvation in his very being, located in him, for he is the object of justifying faith. Now God does the making. Jesus gives himself alive to his friends, making them now his bride. Adam is restored to his dominion over creation. David returns to his throne and wins the war. Peter retains the keys to heaven And you, you, O believing, baptized Christian, you are renewed, reconciled to the Father, for Jesus lives, and Jesus forgives. He comes out of the earth back to life to the upper room. Jesus lives. The angelic song to shepherds in their fields rings as true on this day as it did then. There is peace on earth, peace between God and men. The Prince of Peace, the Lord of Life, the Lion of Judah lives. All other things fail. All things of creation decay and grow old and die, but not Jesus. He has died, but he has not decayed. He has paid sin's wages in full. He has given himself as the full sacrifice. He has been nailed to the cross and pierced by the centurion's spear, making full satisfaction for sins. But now he lives. Now the war in heaven has come to an end. Satan has been cast down, secured in hell with chains, and so too the sins that held you in have been destroyed as well. By grace alone, because of Christ's fully atoning merits alone, through faith alone, you are free. There is nothing to keep you in hell. There is nothing to keep you. By grace alone, because of Christ's fully atoning merits alone, through faith alone, there's nothing to keep you out of heaven. The ancient enemy, that seductive accuser from the garden, has no more to say. The angels who announced him at his birth announced to the women, "He is risen. He is not here." Jesus lives and he is not angry. He seeks no vengeance nor bears a grudge. He does not blame those who even killed him. He does not blame you. He, in his petition to the Father, while being nailed to the cross, rings true. "Forgive them," continues to be located in him, accepted by the Father. Because of his death and resurrection, Jesus comes alive out of death to forgive, to give his life to you. The fasting is finished, the feasting begins. And that which you retained from saying or singing throughout the Lenten tide now bursts forth with the rising sun. Alleluia! Praise the Lord! Jesus lives. He died, but he is not dead. Alleluia! Death has done its worst, but death is undone and is no more. Death has nothing left. O death, you pitiful thing, where is your sting? O grave, you wicked liar, where is your victory? Do not be afraid. By the grace of God, be repenting and believing. Jesus lives. He is not angry. The sacrifice has been made. By grace alone, because of Christ's fully atoning merits alone, through faith alone, righteousness is declared, and you are justified in the sight of God Almighty. Adam, David, and Peter are restored. And you, O believing, baptized children of God, you too are reconciled to the Father through the Son. Your future is assured, for Jesus lives. It's not just death and hell, the devil and his demons that are undone. Your sins, too, are also undone. The good crucifixion from Friday is the very means through which you are given life. For it is only through his death, it is only through that Good Friday that your sinful flesh must go to be given new life on this eighth day of new creation. Rejoice, O Christian, go the way of Christ's cross. For if you have been united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly you will also be united with him in his resurrection. Jesus died, and now he lives, and so do you. By grace alone, because of his fully atoning merits alone, through faith alone. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.